Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or prescription drugs or medications, you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side is 844-236-6010. We welcome your phone calls. If you're trying to wean yourself off of prescription drugs, we can put you on a supplement program, help you do that. If you have a friend or loved one who's trying to do the same, we can help them as well. And, of course, if you have questions about the longevity products or ingredients or formulations, we can help you there, too. 844-236-6010 is our number. Likewise, if you have a success story or you want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to join the longevity team, the Bright Side Ben team, call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470 for a one-time $10 fee. You can earn yourself some thank you checks and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can change lives. You can change lives. Make no mistake about it, with a good nutritional supplement program, by putting people on one or telling them about the longevity philosophy and the longevity ideas and the Bright Side philosophy as well. For a one-time $10 fee, call the Bright Side Ben phone team. They can give you the scoop. 866-735-2470 is their number. Or you can head over to brightsideben.com and click on the Join the Team link, and somebody will get back to you. Of course, you can also purchase any of the longevity products you hear us talk about from brightsideben.com. And also want to remind you to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly with news stories as well as blog posts. Thank you to my webmaster, Robert Lundgren, who does such a fine job at pharmacistben.com. Okay. We're talking about wheat and grain and brain. Grain brain. Actually, that's the title of a pretty cool book by Dr. David Perlmutter that talks about the link between grains and the brain, especially processed grains. Really, all grains, though, contain psychoactive compounds, thus the term comfort food. Turns out that grains stimulate the production of brain chemicals that are involved with relaxation and comfort. Specifically something called endorphins, which are a type of protein that, well, the good news is these endorphins kind of relax things in the brain. The bad news is the endorphins kind of dumb us down. It's been said that bread is the opiate of the masses. I think somebody said that. Maybe I just said that. I think Karl Marx might have said that. In any case, the opiate of the masses, grains, gets its term, gets this designation from the fact that it contains natural opiates, exorphins. Endorphins are the opiate-like substances. Orphan means, comes from the Greek god Morpheus, the god of dreams. Endorphins, like morphine. Endorphins are morphine-like chemicals, heroin-like chemicals, opiate-like chemicals that are actually made by our brain when we're in pain. So-called runner's high is associated with these endorphins. Well, there's similar compounds found in grains. They're called exorphins. X for outside as opposed to N for inside. Exorphins are opiate-like substances that are made in grains. And they have a relaxing effect, a soporific effect, a sleepy time effect. That's why they call comfort foods, and that's one of the reasons why we love grains so much. Last time we spoke, we were talking about the importance of being a label reader when you're eating your whole grain, supposedly whole grain foods. The term whole grain is a bit misleading in the sense that just because it says whole grain doesn't mean that your product, your bread or your cereal, is made with intact whole grain. Just because it says whole grain doesn't mean the grain is intact. If you crush up a grain and then you include the various components of that grain in the proportions that are in a whole grain, you can say you're using whole grains. In other words, just because it says made with whole grain on the label doesn't mean it's made with whole intact grain. It means it has all the parts of a whole grain. It has the starch, it has the germ, it has the bran. Those are the three main parts of a grain. As long as you have the starch and the germ and the bran in your food, you can claim that your grain, your product is made with whole grain. It doesn't matter that you process the grain. Whole grains are processed grains. Make no mistake about it. Nobody's throwing in whole wheat kernels into your bread. They crush them up, and that means they're processed. When you crush up a grain, when you crush up a seed, all the nutrients become exposed to the light. They become exposed to oxygen. The fats, the wonderful essential fats that are in grains, become exposed to the oxygen. They become exposed to the light. That means they're degraded. That means your whole grain is a degraded grain, even if it says whole grain. It's misleading. It's still crushed up. It's still particleized. You got to read the fine print on the ingredients, or perhaps the fine print on the marketing copy. Sometimes you'll see whole grains in the package, and then in small letters it'll say, contains whole grains, or it'll say, made with whole grains. These are modifying words. And that basically means that you get some whole grain in your bread, but you don't know how much. You don't know the proportion. As long as you get some of it in there, you can say made with whole grain. We call them in the business weasel words. The skincare business is filled with weasel words. Oh, my God. I've been in the skincare business, a slight digression here, for 30 years. And is this a dirty business in terms of labeling and in terms of misleading claims? It is just polluted and filthy, and the food business is not much better. Why is it that the food business and the skincare business and, unfortunately, the nutrition business, it's good, the labeling and the marketing and the claims and the misleading nature of these kinds of industries is so egregious? Food is especially problematic. Food and skincare are the worst, too, in my humble opinion. In any case, you got to read the labels. You got to read the labels. You can be if you see whole grain, look for the weasel words. If you see made with, or you see contains, you're going to get a little whole grain because it says it's made with whole grain, whole processed grain, but you don't know how much. It could easily and legally be just a sprinkle of whole grain, and that's it. And then, as we'll discuss here in a minute, it isn't really whether a grain is whole or not that's important, as the fact that it is processed that is important. That's the important point here, is the processing. I'll tell you a little bit more about this here in a second. Second point I want to make here is that grains and grain-containing foods can really whack out our blood sugar. And when it comes to mental health, nothing or very few things are more important than keeping your blood sugar stable. In fact, if you have anxiety issues, PTSD issues, OCD issues, and you really want to make a change, depression, bipolar, whatever, and you really want to make a change, keeping your blood sugar stable is super, super important. Nothing will set us up for a freak out, for anxiety, or OCD, or bipolar, mania, as quickly as unstable blood sugar. Nothing. And that, by the way, means hyperglycemia, high blood sugar, or hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, the ups and downs. I call it the high blood sugar, low blood sugar roller coaster. Both of these conditions, low blood sugar, or hyper high blood sugar, hypoglycemia or hyperglycemia, both of these can result from eating lots of sugar, eating lots of candy, eating lots of cake, eating lots of drinking lots of soda, eating lots of fruit, drinking lots of fruit juices. These are obvious. These can really whack out blood sugar, but less obvious is the fact that bread can do it. Cereal can do it. Rice can do it. Pretty much any so-called whole grain foods can whack out our blood sugar. And this is an important, important, important component of mental health and mental health crises. The whole thing about sugar, and we gotta admit something to ourselves when it comes to eating these whole grain type foods. Really, we have to admit something to ourselves when it comes to eating behaviors. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We've got a couple lines open for you. If you're on hold and we disconnected you, I apologize. So call us back and we'll get you first up. And if we left you on hold yesterday or the day before, let our call screener know that as well. and we'll put you to the top of the line. 844-236-6010 is our number. Try to call in early. First come, first serve. And we do get lines fill up pretty quickly here. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase any of the Longevity products or join the Brightside Ben team, give the phone team a call at 866-735-2470, and you too can help change lives like I do here on this program, and like we all do in the Longevity family. 866-735-2470 is the phone number for the Brightside Ben phone team. They can tell you all about it, all for a one-time $10 fee. You can start yourself a business and earn thank you checks and just get your products at the wholesale price if that's all you so desire. 866-735-2470 is the number for the Brightside Ben phone team. If you want to purchase any of the Longevity products you hear advertised on the program, go to brightsideben.com and click on the shopping cart and take a look at all the products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Jordan Rubin Swear-V and Amasai and Fermented Whey products. Swear-V is especially effective and especially useful if you're trying to do a cleanse. Sometimes people want to fast, but they just can't get over that hump of feeling tired or just not feeling good. By the way, when you do a fast, it's not a bad idea to take a day off from work or do it on the weekend when you could just lay around and just relax your body. But if you find that you got to do stuff and you're fasting and you want a little bit of energy, but you don't want to eat food, or if you're trying to lose weight and you don't want to eat in the middle of the day, if you're trying to prevent yourself from snacking, the Swear-V is a wonderful, wonderful source of energy. The potassium and the sodium are readily available to cells themselves. And that's so important when it comes to nutritional supplementation. Just because you take a supplement doesn't mean the cell itself is going to get the value, is going to be affected by the supplement that you're taking. That's really what it's all about when you take a supplement or when you eat a food for that matter. The food or the supplement or the nutrients, they have to go inside a cell. Nutrients don't work outside of cells. They work inside of cells. Once something is outside of the cell, it's done. Remember, the body's like raisin bread. You got raisins and you got bread. The bread isn't where the action is, folks. The bread is the effect of what's happening in the raisin. It's all about the raisin, i.e. the cell. And that means when we're using supplements, we got to make sure that it's the raisin, i.e. the cell, that's getting the benefit of the supplements. And one of the neatest things about the Swear-V product, and this is where Jordan Rubin is such a genius, as he formulated it, to feed the raisin, to feed the cell, and ultimately then the bread or the extracellular matrix gets the benefit. Anyway, Swear-V, Amasai, all the Jordan Rubin products, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Healthy Star Pack, you can find out all about it at pharmacistben.com or at brightsideben.com. Our number, 844-236-6010, will get your calls here momentarily. We're talking grains. If we're eating lots of grains, we love grains, we love whole grains, we love our cereal, we love our breads, we got to admit something to ourselves. We got to admit that we're sugar junkies. We like the grains because they're sweet. Just put your bread, take your favorite bread, and I like bread too, by the way, or whatever it is, your favorite starchy food, and put it on your tongue and let it sit on your tongue. Don't even chew it. Just let it sit in your mouth or in your tongue or slightly chew it, and you'll notice that sugar starts to get released. Now, when you're eating your bread really fast, you don't notice that, at least on a conscious level, but in a subconscious way, in a body type of way, you're getting a sugar high from bread, from cereal. Well, I think kids can't get enough cereal and milk. When you combine sugar and fat, especially in a system that's deprived of fat and a system that's deprived of protein, I'll tell you what I mean here in a second, you can't get off the sugar, you can't get off the fat. Cereal and milk is a classic sign, or the love of cereal and milk, or the addiction to cereal and milk, especially if you put raisins in there, or bananas, or sugar, which many people do. The addiction to cereal and milk is nothing more than a sign that the body is looking for protein and fat. All right, let me say that again. If you can't stop eating cereal and milk, or bread and butter, or potatoes and butter, or pasta and any kind of fat, what you're really looking for, your body's really looking for, is protein and good oil or good fat. So what you do is you prophylactically or you preventively hit your hot buttons, hit your satiety buttons for protein and for fat. So if you can't get off the cereal and milk, make sure you're using lots of eggs and coconut oil or eggs and butter. Eggs and butter replace cereal and milk in a healthy sort of way because you're going to get all your protein from your eggs. You're going to get a perfect protein from your eggs. And sugar cravings are a sign that the body's missing protein, and you're getting all of your fat needs met from your butter and coconut oil instead of from the milk. Now, raw milk is a little bit different, but most of us aren't eating raw, or aren't drinking raw milk. We're drinking supermarket milk And this is a crappy food. Supermarket milk is a crapola food. And I don't care how much calcium they tell you is in there and protein. It's crappy because it's homogenized and it's pasteurized and it's processed and only God knows what they gave the cattle that are making the milk and all the stuff that they give the cattle. Make no mistake about it. It ends up in the milk. By the way, has anybody ever heard of the, check this out, the pus count? Yes, I said pus, P-U-S, pus count. Ask a farmer, a dairy farmer, about the pus count. The pus count is the amount of pus, P-U-S, infectious material that's allowed in your milk. That's all I need to say about that. And that's in homogenized and pasteurized milk because when your cows don't want to be milked and their udders get infected, this is why they give cows antibiotics in the first place. Anyway, milk's not a good food. So if you want to get off your cereal milk, do eggs or some kind of protein, whey protein perhaps, and oil. And the combination of protein and oil is a great way to, in a healthy fashion, wean yourself off of cereal milk and grains and milk. This whole grain thing, it's not in our interest. There's a really cool book called Empires of Food that talks about the association of links the association of political empires, starting with Sumeria, moving on to Egypt, and then Persia, and then Rome, and then the Byzantine Empire, and then the European Empire, the British Empire, and the Chinese Empire, and the American Empire, and the Russian Empire. All of these empires are linked to their ability to grow grains. Throughout history, the ability to grow grains was associated with empires, associated with politics, it's associated with government. Sumeria itself, civilization itself, hierarchical civilization, where you have a king, and then you have princes, and then you have a legislator, and then you have the poor, schlubby people like us at the bottom of the pyramid. We're the ones that dig the irrigation ditches in Sumeria. You think people wanted to dig ditches? People don't want to dig ditches. In order to grow grains in Mesopotamia, which is essentially the desert, it's Iraq, they had to create irrigation. They had to dig ditches. People don't want to dig ditches. So you have to have an army, and you have to have a police system, and you have to have a government that orders you under penalty of death to dig ditches. This is how empires started. Slaves dug ditches. Our empires today are only slightly more sophisticated. Instead of digging ditches, we work in factories. It's the same idea. It's all linked to grains, the politics of grains. And every time we go to McDonald's and eat our burgers, and which are grains, by the way. Burgers are grains, yes. There's no cows without grains. There's no McDonald's without grains. Can you imagine all the ways we interact with grains and we don't even think about it? There's a really neat paper written by a guy named Jerry Diamond. Jerry Diamond is I guess he's an archaeologist, you would say. He's written a lot of really cool books, Gun, Germs, and Steel. He wrote a book called Collapse. He writes about how civilizations come and go. And he wrote a paper many years ago about grains, about the link between farming grains and civilization and the ultimate enslavement of people. And so without getting into too much politics, every time we participate in our grain economy, making sure the bars on our cages, the bars on our jail cells, are more intact and firmer. Every time we participate in the grain economy. By the way, not that there's not value to grains. I mean, there is value to grains. But those grains need to be sprouted. Those grains need to be activated to get their value. Okay, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got lots more to say about grains and the gut-brain axis. We'll probably get to that on our next Bright Side episode.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce customer relationship software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Jerry Diamond is the author I was talking about. He wrote a paper called The Worst Mistake in the History of the Human Race. And that sounds kind of hyperbolic, but his point is kind of well taken. The worst mistake in the history of the human race, according to Jared Diamond, was farming and agriculture and growing seeds. And, you know, I'm not against farming, obviously, and crops. Most crops have some nutritional value associated with them. But the point is that hunter-gatherers, you know, there's some benefits to being a hunter-gatherer, and to going to the food instead of the food coming to us. And Jared Diamond makes some really interesting points in his paper, The Worst Mistake in the History of the Human Race. And by the way, you can just Google this, and there's lots of copies online. The Worst Mistake in the History of the Human Race, Jared Diamond. If you're interested in reading any of his books, he's got some wonderful, really interesting evolutionary biology and evolutionary archaeology kinds of books that talk about, that kind of take you through how human civilization evolved and developed throughout history. Anyway, that's Jared Diamond, The Worst Mistake in the History of the Human Race. I'm not going to, you know, I've got so much to say about grains, but I really want to get into the gut-brain axis, and I think we'll put this whole subject to bed about grains, aside from pointing out that if you feel like you can't get off grains, understand that you're probably addicted to, number one, the sugar, or number two, the exorphins, the non-nutritional compounds, the non-nutritional brain-active, psychoactive compounds that are found in these kinds of foods. If you're interested in eating grains and taking advantage of the nutritional value of grains, and again, there is some nutritional value, there's actually quite a bit if you do it correctly, sprout your grains. Add some water to your grains or put them in a damp place, in a dark, damp place. Make fermented grains. You'll get the advantage if you do fermented grains. You'll get the advantage of the bacteria. If you sprout the grains, you'll bring the grains to life, and you'll get lots of good protein as well as enzymes, all important enzymes in your sprouts. Sprouts, grains might be a problem food, but sprouts, man, they are a power food. You can turn grains from a problem food to a power food by sprouting them and or fermenting them. Okay, time to hit our phones. 844-236-6010. Shanna from Louisiana. We left you on hold yesterday. Glad you called back. What's going on? Shanna.
This is Donna.
Donna. I apologize. I got a typo here. I apologize, Donna.
Okay.
Go ahead, ma'am. How you doing?
Yeah, I just wanted to finish up on what we had started yesterday. You said to call back. So
go ahead.
I appreciate that. I have a history of autoimmune issues, and I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Okay.
Just found out the other day that I have several nodules on my thyroid.
Okay.
And I haven't done anything because this is like 2 days since I know.
Let's fix you up, okay? The nodules are a sign that your thyroid is beginning to freak out a little bit. Nodules are growths, and when it happens on the thyroid, a lot of times that means that your thyroid's not getting what it needs, so it's kind of growing more cells in order to reach out and grab more nutrients. That could be a sign of an iodine deficiency, by the way. Sometimes goiter is related to that. So get yourself on some iodine. That's not a remedy because you got some bigger problems going on here, but just get yourself on some iodine right away, either nascent iodine or you can use the iodorol. 12.5 milligrams a day of iodorol is a good place to be, maybe a couple drops, or you have to see what it says on the nascent iodine. I don't know the dose on that. That's first of all. I would do that right away. Second thing you're going to want to do is you're going to, right away, immediately, today, you need to get your digestive system under control. Your body's starting to break down here, and this is not a good thing because when the body breaks down, it can get disastrous, and this is happening to you right now. So it's telling me you've been physiological problems have not been controlled probably your whole life. Autoimmunity regards something that's getting into the blood inappropriately, and that means digestion. So, my dear Donna, okay, you got to know, or if you don't know, you got to find your digestive disaster. What is going on in the digestive system? What is happening in there? Okay, you probably have long-standing constipation, maybe loose stools.
Well, interestingly enough, that's actually more or less resolved for some reason.
It's not resolved because you wouldn't have these other symptoms if it was resolved.
Okay, but I feel better. I mean, I know.
Okay, you're on the right track. You're on the right track. That's good. You made some corrections.
Hormones are they're fluctuating. Maybe I'm...
Listen, you're overthinking here, sweetheart. You're overthinking. All right, we want to simplify.
Okay.
KISS, keep it simple, smarty. Okay,
we gotta
keep it simple. Number one, you want to get yourself on a food diary and start to see where your problem foods are. Without having data, without having information, we can't correct the problem. So jot down everything you eat. Try to eat as simply as you can for the next couple of weeks, make your foods as uncomplicated as possible. And then you want to see how you react every 2, 4, 6, 8 hours to each particular food. And don't even try to make any changes necessarily. Just get some data. While you're doing that, get yourself on the Biolumin Nightly Essence or a probiotic supplement that you like. Make sure it's got about 50 to 100 billion units a day, and use multiple strains of bacteria. And in addition to the Biolumin Nightly Essence, you're going to want to use fermented foods and make your own fermented foods. Make your own sauerkraut. Make your own miso, tempeh, kimchi. A wonderful book called The Art of Fermentation. Get it and check out the recipes. They're super easy to understand.
So do you have any products?
Well, I'm going to tell you a couple. The Biolumin Nightly Essence is one for sure. Get yourself on the Fucoidin Z, F as in Frank, U as in uncle, C as in cat. You know what it is? Fucoidin Z, OIDANZ, 3 capsules in the morning, 3 at night. All right, that'll also help you with your digestive system and your autoimmune problems. Get on the Healthy Start Pack, but sip, I emphasize sip, on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Don't try to drink it all in one dose. Sip on it throughout the day. When you run out of it, put some more in a water bottle and drink it down and just sip on it. So you can get about 2 scoops a day. Okay? So you got your Biolumin Nightly Essence, you've got your Food Diary, your Fucoidin Z, and your Healthy Start Pack. Okay? You'll also get yourself on a little bit of iodine, too. If you want to throw a couple more things, make sure you're using some Ultimate Enzymes after meals. That could be extremely helpful for you. And then activate the Ultimate Enzymes with some apple cider vinegar after your meal, or with the Ultimate Enzymes. So after your meals, you do two or three Ultimate Enzymes, and then a tablespoonful or so, or I do a swig. I just do it right out of the bottle of Bragg's Organic Apple Cider Vinegar. Do it for about 30 days. Make sure you're keeping the data going so you find out what you're reacting to in terms of foods for about 30 days as well. And if you like, you can send me an email and I'll coach you through the whole process once we get some information. You should start to notice results within 48 hours of doing the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Healthy Start Pack, and the probiotics. You should notice results within 48 hours. Okay? But stay in touch with me. I want to know what you heard. Your nodules can reduce on their own. Your nodules can shrink on their own. And do not let them drug you, take your thyroid out, or radiate you unless you just don't care about your thyroid. And I recommend that you do care about your thyroid. All right, Donna?
Okay. Thank you very much.
God bless you, ma'am. Have a beautiful day. Always focus on the digestive system first when you're working with the thyroid. Now, you also got to do the blood sugar thing, and you're going to also want to take your deep breathing and work on your adrenal glands. But first and foremost, you guys, you got to work on the digestive system when it comes to all issues, but especially the thyroid. All right. 844-236-6010. Vito, what's up, Paisan in Texas? How you doing, my man?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing good. How can we help you, bro?
Hey, I was giving you a call to find out if you're still coming to Austin on the 21st.
Yes, I should. I'm going to start mentioning that here. Absolutely, I will be in Austin. Is it the 21st? I don't remember the date, Vito. I'll let you know when we come back from our break. I believe it's the 20. It might be the 28th, I believe, Vito. Thanks for pointing that out, bro. I'm going to look into that and let you know. Okay, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got to take a break. 844-236-6010. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey Guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Benny. 443-6610 is our number. Mel in Texas. Good morning. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, hey, Ben.
Hey, Mel.
Hey, Ben.
Melanie.
Mel. M-E-L are my initials.
Oh, okay. What's up, Mel?
Listen,
yeah.
Ben. You know this, okay, so on Before It's News yesterday, there was a very detailed post about a lab analysis done in Switzerland on BTT.
Yes.
Are you aware of that?
No, I didn't. Help me. Tell me about it.
Oh,
was it non-complimentary?
Yeah, oh, my God. It was the worst.
It
was done by a lab called Interlabor in Belp, which is outside of Bern, Switzerland. And
was this Before It's News? You said Before It's News, the Before It's News website?
Yeah, if you go to Before It's News.
I like Before It's News, typically, by the way.
Yeah, no, updated, busted, popular vitamin mineral supplement loaded with aluminum, fluoride, and phosphates.
Well, yeah, because it comes from the earth. It doesn't necessarily mean it's heavy metals.
Right, the lab. Yeah, I know. This is why I'm calling you. I was wondering if you knew about it and if there had been any official response by Longevity.
Yeah, we've gone over this so many times, okay? But I'll go over it again. You probably haven't heard, and we have a lot of new listeners. There's a difference. Not all minerals are the same. Minerals are not words. You know, you hear aluminum, but there's all kinds of forms of aluminum. You hear mercury, there's all kinds of forms of mercury. You hear chromium, there's all kinds of forms of chromium. The forms of minerals that are in Beyond Tangy Tangerine come from the earth. What happens with minerals is plants change their forms. They activate them. So when we talk about toxic minerals, we're not talking about plant minerals. We're talking about non-activated minerals, industrial waste minerals, basically. Once a plant takes minerals from the earth, it manipulates them, it activates them, it creates electrical changes in those minerals, and they go from being toxic minerals to being active minerals, to being nutritionally valuable minerals. So first of all, I don't know what the problem with phosphorus is, but yes, there's going to be aluminum, and there's going to be fluoride, and there's going to be nickel, and there's going to be these kinds of minerals in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and there's going to be these in broccoli. Go get some broccoli and test your broccoli. You're going to find these same elements, but they're not the same as the kind that are produced by industrial factories and that are industrial waste. They're not heavy metals in the sense that they're going to get deposited in your fatty tissues. They're going to be used by the body or excreted by the body. There's a difference between plant minerals and heavy metal minerals. That's the point. Now, I can't speak to the study, okay? I can't speak to that article because I don't know what they're talking about. Although I'm on some website now where I think they're talking about this stuff now. What you have to do is you have to make an assessment between, you have to make a determination on the type of minerals you're talking about. So when it says aluminum, what kind of aluminum is it? Is it a protein complex chelated aluminum that the plant has produced, or is it aluminum that comes from Alcoa's aluminum factory? Do you follow the difference, ma'am?
No, I do. Yes.
Okay, and that's significant. Whether or not that aluminum that's in the study comes from Alcoa's factory or whether it's a plant-derived chelated a protein-surrounded aluminum that the plant has manufactured is a completely different those are two different animals. What kind of aluminum is it? And I'm pretty sure that when they talk about the aluminum and the fluoride, they're not talking about industrial waste fluoride, or they're not talking about the kind of fluoride that's in your water. You follow the difference? There's a difference between the fluoride that's in your water and the fluoride that's in a plant. Put it that way.
Right. Okay. Here's the damning thing. Producers note that this product is contaminated and not fit for human consumption.
Well, let me look into that because I can't speak to that. They can say that, and you have to make your own opinion on that, by the way. I can't convince you, and I don't want to convince you. I've been using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine for 17 years, okay? And I know that I don't make it personally, but I know how it's made. And nobody puts any fluoride in there, and nobody puts any aluminum in there. It comes from plants, is the only place this stuff comes from. So, you can believe whatever you want to believe. We all have to make our own decisions.
I believe you. I was trying to find, how to parse this for people that are sending me this.
This is how you parse it. There's a difference between plant-derived minerals and industrially produced toxic waste minerals. There's a difference between plant-derived minerals and other minerals. Once a plant takes the mineral from the earth, think of what a plant does. It sits in the earth, right? And it sucks up the water from the earth, and it takes in the nutrients from the earth, and it takes in the minerals from the earth, right? Well, those minerals that come into the plant starts to do its magic, and it is magic how it does it. And it takes those minerals that you could never get nutritional value out of. If you took a scoop of rock from the earth and tried to get the calcium out of there, your body couldn't use it. But magically, somehow, once that spinach takes that calcium rock, it turns that calcium rock into some kind of magically activated calcium that the body can now use. And it really is a magical process that we can't even begin to understand how a plant does that. But the essence of it is a plant can take a mineral and convert it into a nutritionally valuable substance when previously it was just a rock. Okay?
Great. Okay,
thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you, ma'am. Okay. Oh, my goodness. The phone lines are filled now, and I only got about 3 minutes, so let's see what we can do. Josh, what's up, Josh? How you doing, brother?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I follow a lot of nutrition, along the lines that you've been stating.
I need you to speak clearly. Josh, you're coming in really fuzzy, and I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you?
Yeah, I'll change that right now. My apologies. I'll change that right now. Let me just get you on a better. Can you hear me now?
A better. Go ahead.
How about now?
Yeah, go ahead. I only got about a couple minutes, bro.
Okay, yep. So, I take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
Okay.
I take the iodine. I take the Bragg's, the apple cider. So I do it all right. It's just that I change my diet because it gets so, bland and crazy. Like in the morning I have a bran muffin. Now, I stay away from the eggs because of the cholesterol, but I got a question about the milk.
Yeah.
I got a question about the cereals.
Yeah.
Now, I drink non-antibiotic, non-grain, non-antibiotic fed cows.
Okay.
Like the Horizon. And
okay.
Also the cereal that non-GMO. They don't use any GMOs, and it's all organic.
Okay, so ask me a question, Josh. Josh, what are you asking me here, brother?
Yeah, is there something wrong with that?
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with anything. I'm not saying anything's right or wrong. I'm just giving you the science here. The grains are going to contain all the things that we just talked about, non-GMO, whatever. It's still going to contain all those compounds we just talked about. It's going to contain the exorphins, the sleepy time stuff. you're going to, whether it's GMO or not, it's still going to have those compounds. Whether it's GMO or not, it's still going to have lots of sugar in it. Whether it's GMO or not, it's still processed, and the nutrients have been exposed to the oxygen and the light, and the oils have become either rancid or removed. So you're still getting a compromised food, whether it's GMO or not. And milk is just unspeakably disgusting. So I can't even begin to tell you about that unless it's raw.
I felt that too, but even without any of the antibiotics or...
Yeah, it's still homogenized and pasteurized, so you're still losing the nutrients, you're still losing the vitamin D, you know, from the heat, from the pasteurization process, you're losing the enzymes, you're losing the nutritional value, and yeah, the fact that it's non-GMO and it's organic and it's Horizon certainly better, but you're still not getting a nutritionally valuable food, in my opinion.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, okay. I've heard that for years. Yeah.
And you know what, Josh? Try to get yourself off of cereal and milk without doing anything, like without replacing it, and you'll notice that it's very difficult. There's an addictive quality to that, and that alone tells you that there's a problem. If there's a food that you can't get off of, that tells you that there's a problem. If it's a
Well, I'm just trying to replace something for my first four-hour meal. You know,
eggs.
Like to take away protein.
Eggs and whey. Eggs.
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 Without the yolk.
No, with the yolk. In fact, only the yolk. Not only. You want both. You want the whole egg. But the yolk's got
a better egg, right? The omega, non-grain, better.
Not even. Not even. No manipulated chickens. Get a chicken. If you can get fresh, farm fresh eggs, that's the best. But you don't want any of these Frankenfoods. You know, I'm always skeptical about those. Get good organic whole eggs. If you can find a farmer to get you the fresh ones, that's the best. And the yolk's got the good stuff in it. Don't worry about cholesterol. That's nonsense, the whole cholesterol thing.
It shouldn't be, because I don't get a lot of cholesterol all day anyway.
Don't worry about cholesterol. The yolk's got the vitamin A. The yolk's got the minerals, the zinc, the essential fats. The yolk's the good stuff. We had a doctor on here a couple of years ago. She told me about that. She throws out the yolk. The doctor throws out the yolks and eats the white. It's crazy.
There's no vitamin, right?
Josh, I got to move on, brother. Thank you so much for your call. I hope I helped you out. Let's go to Carter in Dallas. What's up, Carter?
Benny, my main man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing, brother? What's good? Carter.
Yeah.
Friend.
Yeah.
That's the music. I got to move on. I only get an hour.
Okay.
They only want to give me an hour. Can you call back tomorrow? I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I'd love it if you call back tomorrow. Put your first up. Apologize if we left you on hold. Apologize for that. I hate doing it. Maybe tomorrow I'll do some research on this. I didn't catch this thing on the Beyond Tang Tangerine, and I'll give you the scoop. I'll give you my take on this. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening, friends. Check out my website, pharmacistben.com, and join the Bright Side Ben team. Call 866-735-2470 for a one-time $10 fee. You can join the Bright Side Ben team, earn some thank you checks, and get your products at the wholesale price. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free, and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
call between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.